Yes, we are back. Welcome to the VIP Vegas podcast. I go by the name of Stephen James.
And I'm Brunty Vegas. Make sure you like and subscribe for all of your Las Vegas material.
Yes, we are back in the house. What have we got today on the agenda, bro?
Bro, this is cool having our new setup. I just want to say that off the bat, definitely. Like for a few nice little changes before we dive straight in. I just wanted to say, you know,
we've had a few comments, haven't we, about stuff and like maybe moving things around a little bit. So, yeah, we're just trying something a little bit different and it is what it is.
So basically, as we always do, news of the week.
Yeah, news of the week coming first today, yeah?
It's March Madness. It's March Madness, bro. Pool party season starting to come off. So, yeah, with March Madness, it's such a busy period for us, but obviously that's where all these sort of VIP inquiries start rolling in. So
yeah, I mean, literally from the start of March, it's been crazy. The start of the year, actually. But I mean, yeah, especially now it starts to ramp up because the pool season started. You know, people are starting to go out to Vegas. So yeah, it's looking good, mate. It's looking nice.
That's it. So make sure you, if you want to inquire and stuff, you can go either the website or you can go through our Instagram, our TikTok. There's the email address. There's so many different avenues we have.
We'll put all that at the bottom anyway. Put it in the description. So look out for that. Yeah, guys.
Speaking of pool parties and stuff, Flamingo Go Pool. Mm-hmm. I've never actually tried it, but it's still under construction.
Yeah.
It's taken a long time, bro.
You know what? It's one of those things, right, especially with the pools in Vegas, is when it's something new, a bit like Palm Tree Beach Club that's opening in May, they could probably get it ready before then, but they're choosing to open in May because that's tends to be the busiest month of the year. And I've got a feeling Flamingo Pool are doing something the same. So it's like, it can be ready, but they'd rather delay it until the season really gets into the motions. Because I think Encore Beach Club last Saturday, they didn't open. They were meant to open, but because the weather, they didn't. So it's,
they have done that in the past, haven't they? When the weather's not been the best, they've closed it off to just say, look, it's not worth everyone's time to be doing it. So,
maybe that's what Flamingo are doing. They're sort of delaying it a little piece just to make sure the weather's going to be on their side.
You were saying to me off camera that you liked the Flamingo Go Pool. You liked to chill there back in the past and stuff. So.
Mate, it's massive. It's such a... I mean, obviously you don't have to stay at the Flamingo hotel to go there, but I mean, anyone can go in.
I was just going to say, do you have to be part of Caesars Rewards entertainment program to go in all the venues, similar to like MGM? As long as you've got the card, you can go in all the other pools. You don't have to stay in that hotel.
Yeah, you mean the rewards card?
Yeah.
So if you've got a certain tier of reward card, you can get in there for free. And I think they're still going to do the same thing when they open the new Flamingo Go Pool.
I knew it in my head. It was just more of a, because I hang at more the MGM stuff and you hang at more the Caesar stuff, that I was like, I do know my stuff. It was just more of a clarification.
So there's usually, with that, they probably keep the same sort of concept where there's like three lines, a general admission, there's hotel guests, and then there's Caesar's rewards entry. Mm. So we'll see anyway how it pans out. But I'm sure we'll go there for a few drinks when it opens.
A new one for the Sphere. We always seem to find a way to end with the Sphere on our news of the week. But it's such a big thing. Do you know what I mean? In Vegas. Anyway, Harry Styles is in talks of getting a 35-show residency there.
Wow.
So that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, Styles, I mean, if he locks that in, fair play to him. I mean, he's rich enough already and he don't really need it.
This is but, it, bro.
I
mean, but to be fair,
you've got to do it for the fans, I suppose.
We also did say as well on a different episode that we wanted some younger talent there. Do you know what I mean?
I remember you saying,
to be in the Sphere, because it's a lot of the you know, all the legend sort of acts and stuff so far. So it's actually really cool to see.
Yeah, hopefully he gets it over the line. I mean, remember what we were saying before about big acts that come to Vegas. So sometimes it has to be set back or it ends up being canceled. So, you know, fingers crossed it all goes well for him.
So
when you start laughing, I know there's like some sort of punchline coming. Come on.
Well,
hit me with it.
Everyone's internet favorite. The Tate brothers were in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
They met Dana White at the UFC 313. And the reason I actually did bring him up is due to the fact that he went to Miami and stayed in the Fontainebleau there.
Mm-hmm. I stayed there. Such a nice hotel, man. That's obviously the original. And now there's one in Vegas.
And so when he stayed there, apparently he had a bit of bad service. I don't know if it's because of his reputation and XYZ or whatever. Right. But when he then went to the Fontainebleau in Vegas, mm-hmm. they actually, I guess they communicate.
Rolled out the red carpet
for him. Yeah, so they were saying, oh, I really apologize for the service you had there. Don't worry, we'll take care of you here. Mm.
Do you think that's got anything to do with the fact that... I think it was the Florida police were trying to press some sort of charge on him or investigate something. So maybe they communicated with Fontainebleau and were like, possibly. Don't look after this guy because we might be sending him back sort of thing.
Possibly, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, mate. It's one of them really.
I mean, he was the most Googled man in 2023 or whatever it was. So
yeah,
he's quite a big name to eventually obviously... get out to Vegas is a big thing for him. But
yeah, I don't know. I think fair play to a lot of what he says, I agree with, but then there's also some parts where you just like, oh, it's going a little bit below the belt. But at the same time, the reason he does that, I'm assuming, is to get the interaction online.
Garner attention, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of the time, and this is what happens with a lot of influencers and people that are on the internet, it's like they say a lot of stuff, but a lot of it, they don't even believe themselves. They're just saying it to get the reaction. Do you get what I mean?
They try to play the game a bit.
Yeah, and I think Tate, he's pretty much like that as well. He's sort of like saying things that's going to cause controversy to get the views, to get the likes, to get the engagement, and that's what's worked for him. So
I did see a small clip that he did some shooting and some gambling out there, but who knows where that goes down. But that's it for the news of the week.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody of our viewers have noticed that with our new set, has come a nice little addition to the VIP Vegas podcast.
Yeah, just here, before we jump into that as well, Bonnie, I think we'll address on the fact that we've had some feedback regarding the duration and the length of the episodes. So I think what we're going to do moving forward is try and keep it quite concise, get to the point, you know, try and wrap things up around about the half hour, 40 minute mark, just so you don't go onto the channel and you think, oh my God, I've got to watch an hour and 20 minutes
of this.
That's it. Yeah, we're going to try and be a bit choppy. So it's all work in progress. We're still playing with ideas. We're still, you know, sort of experimenting with what works, what doesn't work.
100%.
So stay tuned and hopefully all the creases will be ironed out in the next few episodes.
That's it. Every week we're going to keep improving, see what works, what doesn't. Obviously with your guys' feedback, that's going to help us massively. But really appreciate it, guys. So
nice one.
Should we?
Let's talk about the Hennessy. Yes.
My friend.
This is a massive look for us at the moment because, you know, this is the sort of start of our journey with the podcasting and stuff like that. And to have such a big brand on board is just amazing. Like, we couldn't have asked for, you know, anything better. And how completely. It aligns with what we're doing is just perfect.
Oh, completely. I mean, we're so proud to have someone like Hennessy, you know, be in collaboration with us. It's such a great partnership due to the fact that we already have that as a very great option for the VIP table bottle service in all the venues that we cater to anyway.
And it's already a very favoured option amongst our clients anyway. It has been since we started. So for them to reach out and, you know, and want to sponsor and collaborate with the show, it's just worked out perfect.
Do you know what the VSOP stands for, Steve?
We did talk about this earlier off camera, but I'm just, the VS, very special is the first part. Yep. And I'll let you finish the
very
rest.
Special old pale.
Old pale?
Yeah.
Okay.
If my fact check was correct, it was actually the reason that it was to be a different drink compared to the other cognacs that they have was for mixability. It was 1813, it was King George, one of them, decided to have a little bit more of a fruity taste, a bit more of a different cognac.
Okay.
So the big thing with Hennessy these days is they want that mixability, because everybody has a Hennessy with Coke and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That with us to have a nice little measurement on set, I thought we can show our viewers that you can have it.
Oh,
with
we've got it,
different.
Mate. We've got to have a little go, surely. I tell you what, it's a lovely bottle as well. It looks very classy, doesn't it?
So I'll tell you what, let's grab a bottle,
also,
guys.
The box. Also, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just crazy how, you know, our first collaboration that's come through is with such a established worldwide brand. Very superior old... No, it's not very special. It's very superior.
Very superior. Old apologies, pal. Hennessy.
So we're doing... Yes. Hennessy in the building.
Do you want to crack open the bottle or shall I?
I think maybe we should do one each, bro. Yeah. Then you can do maybe the shots and then cool. I can do the actual... When you Sorry, you said about the mixers as well. What have we got in the way of mixers?
So we've got a ginger ale and a raspberry tonic, I think, for...
Okay.
This one. Yeah, raspberry lemonade, sorry.
Which one would you want to go with, Brunty?
If I could go for the raspberry lemonade,
yeah,
as I'm allergic to strawberries.
Oh, right. Okay.
And whenever I see something raspberry, I'm like, well, I've got to have that because I can't have the other. So.
Yeah, no, fair play. Bro. I was going to say, yeah, the other one's ginger ale though. So that's not, you'll be all right with that one.
Yeah. Right, so we'll have a try. We've got a few episodes to try them differently.
And by the way, guys, remember to drink responsibly, yeah?
Yes, we'll put that.
You just
in
better throw that in, just in case people think that we're gonna get. You know,
do you want me to do the ice? Up?
Smell test first, mate. Oh,
that's beautiful.
That is very fruity, very fresh. And by the way, guys, Hennessy is a cognac, not a whiskey. So let's just get that. Let's get that straight. Let's get that out there. It's a nice way of starting the show, mate. Get a nice little drink so we can get into the stories and the rest of what's happening.
Oh, 100%, my friend.
Do you want me to pour the shots then? So what do you reckon? We do a shot first and then we'll try the mixer.
All good? Yeah?
Yeah.
Happy with that?
Okay.
Oh, I've nearly moved my chair back now.
A bit of spillage going on.
It's all good.
So we know that these
Thank you,
shot
my friend.
Glasses is one measure, yeah?
Yep.
One unit.
I believe it's 20, 25 mil is a shot or a measurement, do you know what I mean?
Okay. So,
but yeah, cheers, my friend.
Cheers, boy. Bottoms
cheers,
up.
There we go. Just about.
The first taste of the VSOP Hennessy. Very nice. Smooth, very nice.
It's nice.
You know, like a lot of them as well, it sort of gives you that like sickly taste after. That's just very, very slick and smooth, isn't it?
I'll pour out then for the glasses.
Yeah, nice one.
You said you wanted to try the ginger, did you?
Yeah, I'll go with the ginger ale, but I wouldn't mind having a try of your one anyway, just to see what it's like. So what are we doing? One unit of each?
Yeah,
so that's like basically a single, is it? Or is that?
Yeah, it's just a single.
Okay, cool.
Like I say, a nice bottle of the VSOP. Nice, obviously the mic's not going to pick this up, but.
Mm-hmm.
Nice bottle of the VSOP, and then you've got obviously the mixers with that as well.
Love that.
Got it.
So this here actually says 1765 Hennessy was started, right at the top. 1765. Wow.
It's because it has to be aged as well.
Right. Oh yeah, we spoke about that off camera as well, didn't we? So what was the process with that? Was it minimum 2 years?
Minimum 4 years. Minimum four. In the barrels.
And that's for the VSOP, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, once again, thank you very much, Hennessy. Really do appreciate that you believe in our brand and the podcast and for the collaboration. It's
absolutely. Yeah, it's perfect nice. Match, honestly.
Cheers, my friend.
Cheers. Oh, mate. Definitely with smooth. The mixer. I mean, I enjoyed it's the nice. Shot, but that. Do you want to try that one?
Yeah, I was going to say, let's have a little swapsies. Nice. Oi,
what's going on, Brian? It looks like you've got lipstick on, Brian.
Oh, sorry, it was my lip balm.
Go on.
Mm. Yeah, nice.
Both of them are nice. I think probably your one edges it, I would say, the raspberry. But the ginger ale, it works. And I didn't think it was going to work.
I believe it's probably due to the fact that it has such a different taste to the normal Hennessy that mm-hmm. you can mix it with these types of mixers.
Yeah.
And now that we've got a nice little measurement, we can go through some stories if you like. Yeah, everyone's favourite part.
Have you noticed as well, this is like a bit, it's not as like, I don't know, I think maybe because it's the superior one, it's more like a thinner, it's not as thick as the other ones. You know, like sometimes it's like a darker and it hits you a lot more. This one's a bit smoother and a bit, you get what I mean?
I actually do have a Hennessy story.
Go on, let's go. Get it in, bro.
So let me pop this down. So effectively, me and my boys were out in Vegas 2022. You looked after us as you always did. And so we were in Hakkasan and we saw Rich the Kid, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. On like a Friday night. So we had, as you do, the bottles and the drinking and all this, that and the other. The table next to us was a girl's birthday, but she was there with her family. So she was there with like her mum and her dad and sister and brother. Like, it was like a family thing. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I don't know whether that's like American culture.
Mate, it is a thing. Even today, I had an inquiry come through and the guy's taking his daughter out to Vegas. And it's like him and his missus and then his daughter and four of her friends. So actually organized at the moment. And last year we had quite a few of them as well. So it's more of a thing now, not so much in the early days, but as time's gone on, it's like more of a family thing. But yeah, go on, sorry. So before we go, yeah, go on.
And so then when it came to the end of the night, you know, in the club, the lights sort of start turning on and stuff, Rich the Kid's gone off stage.
Yeah.
The dad decided, oh, we've got all this Hennessy to drink. Come over, boys, come over. Come meet my daughter, it's her birthday, blah, 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 blah. So he had like a full bottle of Hennessy. And so I'm sitting down with him because I can party quite hard and stuff. And because I've been drinking all night anyway, and I'm like, I'm still at a good level. So I'm sitting with this guy and he's telling me about his life and stuff. And he's like, oh, another one. He's you're from Britain and stuff.
What was he doing,
like,
shots of it?
Yeah, shots. So literally just measurements. Okay, and he kept pouring it out. And I'm just sat at this table being like, bro, it's like the club has ended. It's time to go home.
Well, the lights are on at this point,
It's starting all to come up. Do you mean the people clearing things away? But because he had a full bottle still, I don't know how much he'd spent that night. But so then we started chatting to them. And like I said, his daughter for his birthday said happy birthday. And as you know, in Hakkasan, right outside the club, is a bar.
Yeah.
MGM are smart. They know what to do as soon as you come out of there. Do you know what I mean?
Well, so, I mean, they built it around the casino. So as soon as you come out, you're in the casino at all the pool parties and all the nightclubs.
So I'd polished off God knows how many shots of this Hennessy and then continued to drink at that bar right outside of Hakkasan.
Right.
So yeah.
Was you drinking before that? Because obviously that's where the problem lies when you start mixing drinks.
I believe we had vodka for the bottle for the table.
Okay,
And then I don't know if we ordered like a gin as well on the side. I can't.
Right.
Because we have quite a different, you know, when sometimes you order in a bottle, and this is probably some good advice to you guys, when you have such a large group, everybody drinks something different.
Mm-hmm.
Some people drink vodka, whiskey, gin.
Yeah.
Hennessy cognac. Do you know what I mean?
That's usually how it goes. Like a lot of groups, they sort of like, they have a minimum spend and then they might order two bottles of vodka, one bottle of Hennessy or two bottles of vodka, one bottle of something else. And it's usually a mix and match because it's rare to have a group that all drink the same alcohol. But yeah, Bronte, I know what you mean. How was the hangover that the next day anyway?
That, funnily enough, we had to go from that party. So we were probably drinking till about 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And then we had to go to AU Day Club to see Tiesto. So I was like,
I remember that one,
9 a.m. boys with you. And I remember you messaged me and be like, be there for this time.
Yeah.
I was just like, boys, come on, sun cream up. You can have some food and water when we get to the day bed. But solid. But it was just strange that I was just in the club drinking Hennessy with this older
It's crazy though, mate, because you mentioned Rich the Kid, but there seems to be a lot of rappers that it's their favorite drink as well. Because even on the way down here, I heard that AJ Tracy, his new song, Crush, first thing he says is, I drink Hennessy neat or something like that.
Yeah, bro.
And I'm thinking,
quality.
And then there was another tune that we played earlier as we was, you know, getting things set up.
Bit of pre-show warm-up, get some tunes on.
Yeah, come out again like about Hennessy. So you're thinking,
it's cool.
Maybe they've got a deal with all the rappers as well because they seem to be, but you know, it's a decent drink, mate. It's lovely.
So we do have an audience story.
Mm.
So that Hennessy one was just a little personal one that popped in my head.
Right.
But we do have another one submitted. And yeah, this one's 3 minutes long, but he speaks quite fast when I listen to it like once. Do you know what I mean? So I think we'll just keep it at normal speed this time. But if you want to do the pausing thing again, we can. But we've got a nice measurement to enjoy the story.
Yeah, let's just go with it, mate. Love that.
Cool, give me two.
I don't know if this is the one that I've heard as well.
Possibly, yeah.
I'm not sure if we can play it at 1.5 speed because it might sound like a bit of a chipmunk.
He was yeah, speaking quite fast. So,
but yeah, try it anyway. See what happens. Cool.
Right,
mate, that's hit me a little bit, you know.
I've
not had much to eat today. That's probably why.
That's it. We got to stay slim for pool parties. I mean, we're going to Vegas soon.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm going back in 7 weeks. You're probably more like 10, 11 weeks, yeah. Something like that.
But we will be out in Vegas together. So make sure you stick around and you'll see all the content that we have there. So let's go.
And also, I was going to say though, quickly, just to get it in there, if you are coming to Vegas in May and June this year, because this episode is going to drop in the next few weeks, whatever, then hit us up because we are going to be having talks on the strip. We are going to be doing interviews. If you want to get involved, drop us a message, drop us an email, and then we'll try and facilitate that for you.
Nice.
Let's go with the voice note.
Let's try and do this quickly. Right, Stratosphere, poker, met a German guy. Give him a pair of our swim shorts to come to Dreystock 2 party.
Wait, stop that a sec. What'd he say? He gave someone a pair of swim shorts.
Yeah, something like
he's
that.
He's talking as if it's like a normal thing to do. He's met a German guy and he gave him a pair of swim shorts. That's what I heard.
Stratosphere poker room, yeah. So, okay.
Stratosphere poker, right, okay, go on.
Skip the queue for three of us to get in the elevator. Lost the German straight away. Me and Foster, banging laugh, end up getting invited. Well, I say invited. Anyway, we started chatting with these Chinese girls.
They just forced themselves on these two birds, basically. Two Chinese girls.
Come up to the jacuzzi area. We've got a private party up there, and there's jacuzzis overlooking the strip. So me and Foster go up there, chatting up these girls, having such a good laugh, drinking the booze that was all real. So they've obviously got service there and everything. Turns out they don't have service and it's not even their party. So we've just hijacked some guy's
as
area,
you do.
Jumped in the jacuzzi.
They basically
two
gate
Chinese class. Girls.
Yeah.
He asked who we were like, oh, with them two, and he was wondering if they were as well. Anyway, he asked us to leave, and that was fair enough to him.
Wait, stop that sec, buddy.
I was just going to say, so basically they're chatting up some Chinese girls. They've gone, come up to the area
we've got.
And it's not even their area.
Yeah. I know. I tell you what, when you're a little bit tipsy as well, though, it's like you end up getting yourself in situations in Vegas where if you were sober, you'd never get in that situation because you're so aware and you're so aware of your surroundings.
Yeah.
But when you're a little bit tipsy, it's like your tunnel vision, and he's obviously got blinded by these two girls.
Yeah.
But if that's Drace, then I can understand because upstairs on Drace, you've got the cabanas, which haven't got the pools. And then in the corner, you've got like three little jacuzzi / pools there. So it sounds to me like they've made their way into that corner.
So at first, I think we were thinking it was Marquee at first, but it sounds like, said Dre's.
Did he not say Dre's?
I think it was Dre's from the way he's described it, because it's a lift up to the club and that's how you get up to Dre's.
But initially, you also do that with Marquee. So you have to get a lift up there. But the only thing I was going to say was, I've actually stayed, like in Marquee, they've got the bungalows and the bungalows have got
and
the
jacuzzis. And they have the jacuzzis,
initially I thought that it was that. But then the more we listened to it, we thought it must be Dre's.
Yeah, let's have a listen.
So anyway,
continue.
Yeah, go on.
I remember I was in the middle of the pool on the little walkway between the two deep areas, drinking one of those big ass bottle of vodka. I've got a couple of pictures of them somewhere. I'll try and dig about the podcast. It's me walking off this big ass bottle of vodka. I remember getting down to the parking lot and I remember started screaming, "Where's Foster? Where's Foster?"
He must have been out, like literally.
Next I remember woke up in the stairwell of a hotel with about four or five bouncers standing around me. I came to a little bit, and they were sound. They were really good. They were like, "Mate, do you know where you are?" And I was like, "Oh, I don't know. I'm in the stairwell, it looks like." He's like, "Do you know what hotel you're in?" I was like, "I ain't got a dicky bird."
Oh my God, I've got a story that's just come to my head, Brunty.
Right,
oh
go
my God! Now I'm gonna have to let this one because this is the funniest one, right? And I didn't even I forgot about this.
Yeah. Okay, go for it, and I'll read
this. This was before I even set up the business. This was literally about 6 months before that, right? And I've gone out there.
Okay.
And obviously I'm doing market research, right? So you're going around, you're testing out the different pool parties, nightclubs, stuff like that. So obviously I'm in a mess. I was staying at the Cosmopolitan at the time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And the reason it's triggered me, we're listening to his voice notes, because he said he had bouncers standing around him.
He said he had four bouncers standing around him on a staircase. Yeah. Like, bro,
so
he must have been out.
The reason why it's triggered me, and it's just clicked, yeah, is because I was in the Cosmopolitan lift.
Right.
Yeah. And apparently I was on the floor in the lift.
Yeah. Oh, bro.
Didn't know what was going on, right? And I was just like, whatever. Anyway, so I ended up having, there was two bouncers just appearing. I can vaguely remember that. And they were like, where's your room? And I was like, I don't know.
Because you can't get in the lift without a key card.
Yeah.
Because it goes on different floors and there's so many people.
Exactly, right? Bro. So I don't even know if I've told you this story.
No, you haven't.
When you hear this one, this is an absolute cracker, right? So they're standing above me. I'm on the floor, like not really being able to talk properly because I've been out all day and literally all night. I've got back to the Cosmopolitan, God knows how.
Yeah.
I'm in the lift, I'm on the floor. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, Dave said to me, right, we need to take you down to reception and we need to give them your name and then we need to get a key card so you can go up to your room.
Okay.
So somehow, I can't remember how or what, but they've got me in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
They've got me in a wheelchair because I wasn't able to walk. So they've got me in a wheelchair. They've wheeled me down to reception.
Oh,
we've all stood there and they were like, right, what's your name? I said, my name's Stephen, Stephen James. And I was like, oh, no. They were like, oh, okay, cool. We found you, right? Issued the key card and they're like, you're on floor such and such. So the bouncer wheels me. There's another guy with him. They've wheeled me to the lift. We've gone up to the thing. I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to go have a good sleep now. Yeah. Bearing in mind, I'm still hammered, but I can sort of remember thinking, oh, the bed and that, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they've opened the door. We've gone in. It's not even my room. Yeah.
Oh,
two gay guys in the room, right, at the Cosmo. And they were like, whoa, what are you lot doing in here? This is blah, blah, blah. They were like, this is his room. They're going, no, it's not. This is our room, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, what's your name? The guy's like, my name's Stephen James.
No way.
Yeah. So the gay guy, he's got the same name as me, right?
Oh,
so they've got the key to these two gay guys' room, who's got the same name as me. So anyway, they were like, no, like this is obviously blah, 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 the wrong room. I think I tried to get into their bed because I just had enough by that point.
I was going to say, because you're hammered.
Yeah, somehow, so I'm thinking I just need to go to sleep. Yeah, like these guys are in my room. I thought they were in my room. Yeah.
Oh,
so I was like, you guys have got to go. Like, you've got blah, blah, blah. Anyway, after a little bit of commotion, they wheeled me back downstairs. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, this, whatever, blah, blah, blah. My name's Stephen James, da, da, da. Wheeled me back upstairs. Wheeled me back in the guys' rooms again. Yeah. And then they were like, one of the gay guys, like, they were like, no, look, this must be his room. You guys are in blah, blah, blah. You've got the wrong one, whatever. Yeah. And anyways, one of the gay guys like, no, he can stay. To me, I was like, fuck that, I'm out of
here,
bro.
They liked you.
Yeah, one of them did, bro. I was like, nah, I'm what the fuck. And then obviously, eventually, I managed to find my room, and then that was that. But fucking hell, mate, that whole situation could have been sticky. Imagine if like I was imagine if I actually sobered up and I had the key, I've gone in there. It could have been a whole different situation. Man,
especially because God knows what they could have been up to when you went to the room.
Luckily, I had the two bouncers there with me because it was easier to sort of like, but yeah, that's just another like mad story, bro.
This is the thing about Vegas. Just off the top of your head, you've just got a completely balls to the walls, wild story.
But what I'm saying is though, what are the chances, of actually getting wheeled into the same room twice? And what are the chances of have someone having the same name as you in the same hotel?
Right.
Like, I know there's a lot of rooms, but come on, man. How many names are there?
Stephen James,
honestly, crazy.
Let me finish this dude's story.
Sorry, go
and,
on.
Then we'll move on.
Yes, I know, guys, at the other end of the strip was the first time.
Are we saying about Stratosphere being the other end of the strip?
Yeah, yeah.
You're in the right place. So you got a room key? And I was like, yeah, give him the room key. He goes, oh, we'll walk you up to your room. Knocked on the door, and he's like, who's there? He goes, oh, Robert Foster. And he's like, Robert Foster? And he was like, yes, pal.
Yes, pal.
And he's like, who's meant to stay in the room with you? And he's like, where's he gone? And he was like, Ricky Cook. And he was like, yeah, cool, go in then. It turns out I beat Foster home to the hotel. He found me passed out on his bed. So what? Instead of sleeping in the bed next to me, he got in the same bed as me. And it seems that in the middle of the night, I didn't like sleeping on that bed. So I went for a wander. It looks like I ended up in a stairwell. So
what the fuck? So he's gone from actually staying in the bed to deciding to get up. Is he?
Sorry, bro.
Yeah.
Let me reverse it. I think that's basically, yeah, let me just finish it off.
And it seems that in the middle of the night, I didn't like sleeping on that bed. So I went for a wander. It looks like I ended up in a stairwell. So, and to be fair, that was my last night as well, going to fucking getting dragged through a bloody airport was not fun on the way back. But yeah.
There you go. So this is what can happen. Shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, so basically it seems what's happened is he didn't like sleeping in the same bed with his friend. So he thought, let me go out of the hotel room instead of jumping
on the bed that was next door. Because he's obviously got one of those doubles, isn't he? Like, yeah, where you've got two double beds.
Two queen beds in one room.
Yeah, yeah. He's decided, instead of moving 2 meters to the left, he's gone all the way downstairs and ended up
on a staircase because that's so much more comfortable.
Oh my god. Oh,
thank you very much, my friend, for submitting that story. Thanks for giving us some
that
giggles through.
that was good. It's a bit random how you got from Drace or Marquee all the way back down to where was it, Stratosphere.
I was gonna say that's far, but From Cromwell, but now it
makes sense because that's where they were staying.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
when you first mentioned him, I was like, fucking hell, that's a bit of a trek, unless you've like gone back with whoever. Like,
whereas the last episode with the other guy, it was like Trump and Tropicana or something. So far away.
Bro. Oh, mate.
But I'll tell you what, that reel that we did, when I've been watching it a few times, obviously we've seen this footage more and more, but when I've been watching it on repeat, you can't help but just laugh.
Which one?
The one where we've it's mainly like the story. I think it's for episode 4.
We put the funny tune behind it,
bro. I was watching it the other day just because obviously it's our own content, and as soon as it had finished, I just went.
It's a great reel. We've had a lot of like good feedback on that one as well. But that's another thing. Like, obviously, we are playing with ideas when it comes to the actual full length, long form content, but also the same with the short form content. So, you know, that's another thing. Like, the more feedback we get from that, we will sort of know which direction to go in with the social media reels and stuff.
Yeah. So if you guys can put something in the comments or the YouTube section, it helps for us to know the feedback. Obviously, if you don't want to put it in the YouTube, you can obviously DM us and things like that. But obviously it helps to drive the engagement. And like we said, it's more a community-based podcast and stuff. But yeah,
that Hennessy's hit you, isn't it, bro?
You reckon?
Oh, it's hit me.
I feel like it's because of the lack of food. I went to the gym this morning. Yeah. I did some weights and then I went on the treadmill and stuff. And then I did have some chicken.
Yeah. I'm not saying it because it's obvious, like me looking at you. I'm just saying, because it's hit me so badly, I'm thinking surely you're feeling the same.
I'm a veteran in this game.
Oh, shut up, bro. I'm more of a veteran than you, mate.
Bro, but honestly, when we're together,
nah, but do you know what? It's one of them like where when you go for long periods of not drinking, and you're just trying to be on the health tip and you're drinking lots of water and that, you're doing the milk thistle tablets to clean your liver out. It's like one or two drinks hit you.
But then
when you're in Vegas in the trenches, it's like you can handle it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a different thing, isn't it? Speaking of which, the main topic of this episode is basically kind of like a Vegas versus Dubai, not debate.
Not a debate. It's more of like a discussion.
Yeah, because I've never been to Dubai before. I'm a Vegas guy, do you know what I mean? So like Dubai is one place I really wanted to go to, but I've just never found that time to go.
Yeah.
But Steve has been plenty of times and it's actually another location that we do cater for.
Yeah.
So I thought we'd go into a little bit of those due to the fact that I think you've told me off camera that they've started to get their gaming license now.
Mm-hmm.
They're really starting to come up in the entrepreneurial space. It's where like loads of people are moving out there now. And the party scene is starting to pick up, but it's just not that there. So I'm a little bit still more Team Vegas sort of thing, but I'm starting to learn more about the Dubai scene. If you could start off with the parties, I think, because that will be...
Yeah, I think, obviously, I'll always be Team Vegas. I think, like, Vegas is in my heart forever, man, because it's like, you know, it's just like I was saying in the first pod we did, it was just like, I knew as soon as I touched down for the first time and it was a bit of me.
Yeah.
But obviously where the Vegas pool season finishes around about September, October time, it's like Vegas does go a little bit quiet from then onwards. But,
yes.
But for Brits, Dubai pool season and the season pretty much starts like September, October.
Okay.
So a lot of people from the UK go over to Dubai from sort of like October to February. And then from March onwards, it's like Ramadan, mm-hmm. then it starts getting a bit hot. So yeah, I mean, it was like natural progression really for us to move from Vegas, the pool season, the summer season, over to Dubai. So that's why we facilitate that now. But yeah, if we start off with the parties, I mean, what you mean in this, in like nightclubs and pool parties and
because
stuff?
Because the main thing I have with Dubai is that obviously, because I don't know too much about it. I know a little bit of it, but
yeah.
The main thing for us, especially for being a concierge business, you mm-hmm. want it to be still VIP, right? So you are going to be having those people that want to go to Vegas and Dubai. But mm-hmm. we also do have a very big subset of people that just love to go for like, stag do's, your hen do's, birthdays, things like that. That I know there's a little bit of the, I guess, I don't know if it's something that people know much of, but they just know that there's a little bit of a rule sort of law thing that they're not too sure about how far they can go. Vegas is a little bit more laxed on the rules. It's still very strict in some areas, but you feel a little bit more as if you can go to the Vegas pool party, you can go to the nightclubs, you can do all your things, you can have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know in terms of Dubai, because I've never partied out there before, what it's like. So for me to learn from yourself, because you've been there, and for our viewers, in that sort of area, I know that if I go to Vegas, I can drink my beers, I can have the VIP tables. Mm-hmm.
And you'll be left alone sort of thing.
Do you know what I mean? They serve beer at breakfast, bro, in Vegas. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can go to Denny's and they've got a full-on bar.
I think, do you know what? It's a very good point, Ronnie, because I think that's the perception of Dubai. It is the perception. It's like, oh, they hear these wild stories in the news and stuff about people going out there and, you know, being caught with 0.01 of weed or whatever, and then they get sentenced to however long. But what I would say to that is, I think it's not as bad as what a lot of people think. I think that's what I'm trying to say. It's like when I first started going to Dubai, which was probably about 12 years ago, it was very strict. Like alcohol was very undercover. Like girls and women had to cover up a lot of the time.
I was going to say, there's a certain religious culture out there, isn't there?
Yeah, so it was like that. And it's like that in Saudi Arabia at the moment. And obviously with Saudi Arabia, they're starting to do like a lot of boxing events and they're doing a lot of like entertainment and stuff over there. So how I feel about Dubai is it's become more westernized over the last 10 or 12 years. So like they sort of accept our culture a lot more now.
I was just going to say, is that due to the entrepreneurial opportunities that are out there?
I think they've had to, mate. Okay. And I think, you
and
know,
the real estate as well.
Yeah, the real estate as well. But obviously Dubai, it was a lot of oil money from the start. Yep. And obviously the oil stuff starting to dry up a little bit. So a lot of their income and revenue, for Dubai as a whole, it's like they're having to look into other channels now. And so entertainment and hospitality is like a massive one. And obviously tourism and stuff like that. So in order to flourish in those sort of segments of the market, like with tourism, travel, stuff like that, you sort of have to accept cultures and allow other cultures to come in and to do their thing sort of thing without being too strict with it.
Yeah.
So I think what I'm trying to say is it's not as bad as what people think. Like 12 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever year, it was bad. But every year that seems to go by, it seems to be a little bit more relaxed.
Yeah.
That's what I've found. So I know there might be viewers watching that say different, or they might agree with me or whatever. I'd love to hear from you as well. But from what I've seen, it's slow. It's getting more and more relaxed. And not just that, there's more and more pool parties popping up. There's more and more nightclubs popping up. I know you mentioned about the gambling. That's currently in a place called Rack, which is about an hour's drive from Dubai.
Okay.
So it's not actually in Dubai. It's like you still got to drive to get there. And that's taken over by, well, when I say taken over, that's being run by the Wynn in Las Vegas.
Oh, is it? So Steve Wynn facilitates all that for Rack, did you say?
Not necessarily Steve Wynn anymore, because he got into a bit of trouble. Oh, yeah. Okay. So he's like, his name's behind it, but he's no longer involved.
Fair enough. So
that's the situation with that. But like, that because of the success of Wynn and Encore in Las Vegas, they've granted them with the first gaming license in Rack. In Saudi Arabia, in Dubai, but United Arab Emirates.
Yeah.
What comes from that over the next 5-10 years, who knows? Because you know what it's like. Once one license agreement's been issued, it's a bit like, okay, so what's coming next? So who knows if MGM's not going to go out there and all the other big guys are going to go out there. So, I mean, it's definitely like any country or any like bit like Vegas, it's always work in progress. And I can see Dubai, I'm not sure about taking over because Vegas is Vegas.
I was just, like I said, thinking of, we're based in the UK, right? And, and a part of me sort of thinks, well, you kind of a bit more familiar with America in terms of just the culture, the language, things like that.
And that's so, a big thing, Bunny, the language barrier. I get that.
So I was thinking things like that. And then I was also sort of thinking, Vegas is all on one strip. It's 4 miles long, don't get me wrong. But when you're saying that the gambling is a bit off strip there, the real estate bit's there, you can drive a Lambo there, but then you also can have the nightclubs and the pool parties over there. I don't know how the spread out thing is. Yeah, I don't know.
That's another very good point, right? It's very spread out in Dubai. So if you want to go to one pool party or one nightclub or stuff like that, a lot of the time you do have to drive from there to there. It's not like it's all on one strip like Vegas. Vegas is all in one place. You could walk it if you wanted within half hour, 45 minutes, whatever. In Dubai, it's not so much like that. So how you set things up, you have to sort of like orchestrate everything a little bit differently with itineraries and stuff like that. Or it's because of the amount of you're saying about entrepreneurs and people that are going to Dubai, because of the footfall and how the population is growing in Dubai, the traffic is also growing and it's also getting to be a bit of a problem.
I guess that's where the money's going. That's where people would rather, if they've got their business or whatever, they'd rather set up shop there, knowing that, you know, it's clean streets. They can go out and do what they need to do, leave their laptop or, you know, whatever, and nothing gets stolen.
Mm-hmm.
The advantages, I guess, is the fact that they do have efficiencies in Dubai.
Yeah.
Like you said, for moving about mobility, if you want a car, if you want a taxi, whatever.
Yeah.
Also, I can't remember the exact app, but there's an app that you can just, it's kind of like Uber. But
for helicopters.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. But well, this is the thing they're introducing this year, bro.
Oh, are they?
They're introducing flying taxis, which in a sense is the same as Uber for helicopters.
What I was going to say is that the app apparently is one of those that you can just, if let's say I went round your apartment complex and I forgot my charger, I can use this app and say, oh, can you go and grab the charger from my mate's house and then come bring it back to me?
Yeah.
Apparently that's a thing in Dubai.
It's a big thing. It's like a cool app.
The name of it though, off the top of my head.
It's a big thing. And another thing as well that is big out there, I think not just in Dubai, but in England, in a lot of the big cities, in Vegas as well, you can do it, but it's not really needed because it's all on one strip.
Yeah.
But if you want to drive and you want to drink, you can literally drive your car, get on the app, someone will collect your car for you.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And then drive you back. I don't know if you're aware of that.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm learning from you from Dubai's perspective.
So that's another big thing because obviously, like I said, you sort of have to, you know, you have to orchestrate things different and you have to plan your trips a little bit different in Dubai, how you're going to get to and from clubs, how you're going to get to and from pool parties, restaurants, X, Y, and Z. It's a little bit more straightforward in Vegas, but with Dubai, that's why it's so big. A lot of people want to drive their Lamborghini Urus or they want to, but they also want to drink.
Yeah.
So that's been a big business out there is like, you know, it's like people come and pick up your vehicles and take them back for you.
I was going to say, because in Vegas, you can just leave your car at one of the hotels, but now they're charging for parking. That used to be free. Yeah. But that's because people would take the mick and they'd leave their car there for years. And they'd think, well, this car's been parked for ages. But coming back to Dubai, what I was going to say, based on the story we've just heard, in that sort of sense, if we were to give people, because like I said, it's a new location that, I mean, it's not a new location. We've been doing Dubai for years in terms of VIP Vegas, VIP Global. But what I was going to say is in terms of the laws, in terms of, you know, this guy woke up on a staircase and the bouncers, he said that, or the security guards were very nice about it and said, you know, where's your room and stuff. With the language barrier, with it being a completely new culture, different culture, sorry, what is that like in Dubai? Because that's probably something that the viewers want to know if they do want to go.
I think you've touched on it there. You basically said because it's a new culture, but it's not a new culture anymore. 10 years ago, 12 years ago, we were a new culture to Dubai and the UAE, but now they're sort of integrated with us. They sort of know how we are. They know that we like a drink. We know that we're on a Sunday, we like watching a football on a Saturday, and we're, you know. So it's like they've got used to the culture. So if they found someone, you know, that's had a bit too much drink and they were on the stairs, they wouldn't arrest them and, you know, and then put them in jail for 5 years. It's just like, they'll just say, where do you live? Like, where are you from? Like, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, that's nice to know.
Yeah, so it's not that sort of vibe. Do you know what, talking of Dubai though, do you remember I mentioned to you off camera about the about what my clients that are actually out there at the moment?
Yes, do touch on that. Another story for you guys.
Adam, we've been going for 45 minutes, bro.
I was gonna say it's a little bit longer.
Shall I wrap it up with this story, do you think? Or have we got anything else?
I believe so. Yeah. The only other thing we're just gonna wrap it up with, just we're gonna touch on our giveaway and then just socials and then we're going to end it. But
Cool. All right, sound. So yeah, I've got some clients out there at the moment, like a corporate group. They just come out of nowhere really. But the guy who's like heading up the group, he's been a good client of ours for the last sort of like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And yeah, he just popped up on Monday, just gone and saying, Steve, we need to plan some stuff in Dubai. Like, where's there to go? What's there to do? So I lined up Verde Beach for him, which is in the Jumeirah Beach Hotel. Yep. Really nice restaurant. And it turns into like a party after. So yeah, they went there. They arrived late. And this is the thing about dress and stuff. Few of them turned up in shorts. And they're quite strict, like plush policy there. But anyway, so I made like a few calls, spoke to the management, and it was fine. They ended up going in, having a good time.
This is what we do.
They went way over their minimum spend, by the way. So we was all buzzing. That was that. And then yesterday he phoned me. He's like, oh, Steve, we want to do something tonight. So I was like, okay, One Oak. Do you remember when there used to be One Oak in Vegas?
Was in Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, so they've got a One Oak in Dubai. And it's usually like the best nights, either a Thursday or a Saturday.
Yeah.
So I booked them in to like the main booths behind the DJ. They're usually they're usually sort of 10K minimum spend each.
I was going to say, if it's 10K AED, in Vegas, it's definitely something like that.
But the thing is, 10K AED is only 10K dirham.
Oh, sorry, I was maybe thinking dollars the same, but it's not.
Yeah, no,
right.
So it's not 25. Right. So for the two booths, I managed to get both of them for 10K dirhams minimum spend.
Okay.
So they're meant to be 10K each, but we've got them for basically 5K each. So that's why you book with us guys, yeah? Because we managed to like...
The deals.
Yeah, the deals are unreal. So I saved them like 10,000 basically. Mm. Anyway, so it rolled on. He's like, right, Steve, yeah, there's going to be like 20 of us, same as Verde. 2 hours later, he phones me. He's like, oh, Steve, I think there's only going to be like 9 or 10 of us. So I'm thinking, all right, cool. We won't put down the 10K. We'll just divide it and do a 5K minimum for you, 9 or 10. 2 hours rolls by. He's like, Steve, everyone's at the restaurant hammered. Like they don't know if they want to come. No. Right? So I was like, look, no pressure. Like you haven't got to take the table, nothing like that. Like it is what it is. Do you know what I mean? Like, it happens in this game. Some people, you know, especially in Vegas, you start gambling, you're in this place, you go there, you go, you know what I mean?
Like manage 10 people. Yeah. And be like, go to this place.
So he's like, I go, Steve, can you, he goes, can you sort out a restaurant booking for us? And then I'll take this girl that I'm with to the One Oak, just so we still have the table. Yeah. Even though I said to him, don't worry. Obviously, there's no pressure. You don't got to take it. But he felt obliged to still go through with it.
Okay.
Anyway, so he's gone for a meal. Shout out to Oku as well, by the way, in Dubai. Really nice restaurant. Mm. At the Marriott along West Beach. You know, West Palm on the Palm.
Like I said, I've done a bit of research and I kind of know the area.
But. Yeah. So it's like it's along there. So anyway, he's took this girl there who's apparently famous in Croatia or something. Yeah, so he met her the night before. Anyway, so he's finished the meal. She's ended up leaving because she's got to get a flight, yeah? So it's only him left. And he's like, Steve, I'm still coming. Yeah, so he's like, keep the table open. Yeah. I'll do it myself, like the 5K minimum spend. This was like last night, yeah? So then he's gone down there. I had the management saying, yeah, I've got your mate here. Like, he wants to take the table by himself, Steve. Are you sure about that?
And I was just like, solo. Give me the ball.
Let him do his thing. And they were like, yeah, he's asking us to send over, get like loads of girls and that. Yeah, I was like, just look after him for me. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, 2 hours later, I get a text from my client, our client, he's my mate as well. And he's like, Steve, you're a fucking legend. Yeah, he's got, he's at a table with about 20 birds just by himself. This is, behind the decks and that at One Oak, loving life. Oh, I've got the text. He's like, mate, that was the best. Because I spoke to him today as well. He's like, mate, that was the best night of my life.
See, this is the thing. Like,
so it still goes off in Dubai, bro. Even we're in like, March now. So, yeah.
I don't know half of these things because sometimes, like say clients, well, they'll reach out to you because they're good friends with you and stuff, been booking with you for years. Yeah. So then I only find out with you guys on this pod. And I'm like, bro. Yeah. Oh, dear. But I feel like we should touch more on Dubai on another episode and maybe future 100%. Stuff. But I think we'll wrap this up now just to give you guys
50 minutes. So let's wrap this one up. It's a shame because I think we could do a lot more time. I could, you know, go through the pool parties and the nightclubs in Dubai and which ones are good, which ones are bad, which ones, they're not really so much bad, but some of them are really like quiet on certain nights.
Yeah,
so
you've told me this in the past, guys, you know, people we can come back to it. We've got so many other episodes to get through, but if you wanted to just touch on the base of the fact that what's happening with our giveaway, and then we can do socials and wrap this up.
Okay, so what me and Brunty have decided, guys, is because we're still early on in the journey with the podcast, I mean, it would be doing ourselves an injustice and you guys an injustice if we started giving away a lot of stuff now. Because obviously the audience, I think we're on about 1,000 subscribers just over or something like that. I think what would be the best way to move forward with the holiday giveaways, you know, the Tower Beach giveaways, the roulette stuff that we was planning.
Yep.
I think when we get to the 5K subscriber mark, that would be the point to start injecting these prizes and these giveaways. Before that, I feel like it's a little bit premature.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you get what I mean?
I think that'll be nicer for you guys as well.
Yeah.
Drives more engagement from you as well. So.
Yeah, and not just that. If we're saying to everyone, you know,
pick a number.
Pick a number from 1 to 33, and we're only getting sort of like 1,000, views or whatever. Yeah. A lot of people don't get involved. Well, we understand that as well.
Yeah, it's people's time and it's... You
know. Yeah, I think it just gives us a bit more of a time to build up an audience and then it'll be, you know, it'll be a better time to sort of release them prizes and them giveaways.
There you go. So, you know, your homework for tonight, make sure you subscribe, get us up to that 5K.
Yeah.
We'll try and keep these episodes shorter than it was today. But yeah.
It's because we've had a drink, Brunty.
You reckon?
Yeah.
just rambles on.
I feel a little bit tipsy now, but yeah, big up to Hennessy.
Yes. Thank you again.
Go and get your bottles, guys. VSOP. What does it stand for, Brunty?
You said special and now I said it's something else now.
Says it on the bottle, very superior old pal.
Old pale.
Best there cognac in the game. Okay, guys, thanks very much for listening and watching till the end.
Indeed. So follow me on Instagram and other socials. It's just Brunty Vegas.
At Stevie J UK on all platforms.
And it's also VIP Vegas Pod on Instagram and all other socials there. So follow us as well. Thank you very much for listening to the VIP Vegas podcast. And till next time.
Take care, little guys. See you soon. That's the fucking cognac speaking.
Done.
Whee.